Recorded Books in RB Digital present The Western Star by Craig Johnson. Narrated by me, George Waddell. For Lucy, the sweetest pea of all the peas. Chapter 1. I pressed in on the knurled end of my Colt 1911 A1 with my thumb, at the same time rotating the barrel bushing a quarter turn clockwise to free the plug and recoil assembly, my hands working from rote. Business. Joe Ironcloud, the young Arapaho sheriff, held up my silhouette target, the fluorescent light beaming through the holes tightly grouped at the center, with only one high and slightly off to the right. I guess business was good. I removed the mechanism, rotating the plug in a counterclockwise direction to free it from the spring. I suppose. Some of the other sheriffs came over to join Joe, who chewed his gum like a masticating machine. When did you start carrying that thing? Concentrating on the work in an attempt to try to get out of the mood into which I was descending, I rotated the barrel bushing counterclockwise, disengaging it from the slide. Vietnam. Steve Wolf, the Wyoming Law Enforcement Academy's range manager, approached and handed me a clipboard. Walt, I need you to sign off on these. The younger sheriffs drifted away as I signed the forms, and the silver-haired man studied me. Mind if I ask you why you do this? Steve watched me continue to disassemble my weapon. Come all the way down here every 4 years and re-qualify? I handed the paperwork back, shrugged, and leaned against the green felt bench. A lot of these larger departments have facilities where they can do this stuff, but we're kind of small. The only range we've got is outdoors, and come November, my undersheriff really doesn't care for that. The range manager smiled and glanced at Victoria Moretti, who was in the process of cleaning her own weapon. I'd imagine. He was silent for a moment. That and the academy happens to be on the way to Cheyenne, where you go for a 4-year parole hearing. I glanced at him and then went back to working on my weapon. Yep. He waited a moment. A lot of controversy surrounding that case. Yep. Lots of rumors. Yep. Smiling, he pushed off the bench and started for his office, but then stopped to call back. Hey, I heard a rumor that your daughter is working for Joe Mayer and that collection of outlaws down there in the Attorney General's office. Having reassembled the Colt, I finally turned to look at him. Yep. She living in Cheyenne? Yep. Well, maybe we'll see her more often. Nope. He shook his head and then turned away. Really good talking with you, Walt. As I took my time to carefully oil the exterior of my sidearm, I found myself staring at the forest green felt, stained with the oil from thousands of weapons that had been taken apart and put back together on its surface. I wondered how many men had been taken apart and put back together in the process. You keep playing with that thing, and you're going to wear it out. Ironcloud barked a laugh. At least that's what my mother used to tell me. I turned and looked at him, his broad grin splitting his suntanned face like a shearing glacier. How about having a beer with us? I reloaded the one round in the pipe, filled the magazine, slipped it between the ancient yellowed stag grips, and placed the Colt into the pancake holster at the small of my back. Sorry, Joe. Have to get to Cheyenne. Besides, Lucian is waiting on us back at the hotel.
How many times have we heard this fucking story?
I've heard it more times than you. I had to admit the Rainier beer tasted pretty good. Gives me time to think as my old boss, the previous sheriff of Epsaroka County, regaled the younger men, who had waylaid us after all, with tales of derring do from bygone days. Vic leaned in, sipping her dirty martini.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but does it change every time we hear it?
Every time. The perpetual frown was missing from his face, and his bushy eyebrows crouched over his nose as Lucian continued to hold forth.
I get this call that we had a cool one on the side of Route 16 out there on the edge of town. Sample complete. Ready to continue?